Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off limits here and we keep it real.
Right. We're trying to be happy. It's so gloomy and dark outside.
It's just as dark as it was yesterday during the total eclipse.
Oh, God. That's not depressing, but it just not motivating. Yes. I need something. There's nothing I want to do.
I want to just like drink coffee, eat some junk food, and watch trash TV.
You know what? I know it's only like 2, but I would love to just have some wine in bed and watch movies.
Yes. Some junk food. I'd get my,
What's your favorite junk food snack?
My junk food snack?
Or whatever. What do you mean junk food?
Plantain chips and salsa.
It's because you can't have gluten.
Yes. But like, I love nachos and I'll do nachos.
Okay. So if you were.
No, I can do nachos. I get the grain
chips.
Free.
Yep.
I'll do, you know, chips and like dairy-free cheese.
Like queso or cheese on top?
Cheese and then I'll warm it up.
Okay, yeah.
Queso's good too. I just bought some queso for Arian. He loves queso. Mm-hmm. So we just do that. And then I put onions, tomatoes, and like chopped up Thai chili pepper.
In the queso?
In that, on top of the chips and the shredded cheese.
Oh, okay. Mm,
and warm it up and it's hot and crunchy and gooey and so yummy.
I really want that. If you were not gluten-free, if you just back in the day remember, what would be your favorite chip that you could eat? Like chips.
Oh, I love like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Uh-huh.
Those are one of my favorites.
Puffs or crunchy?
Ooh, I like the crunchy, but then I'm in the mood to eat sometimes the puffy ones.
Yeah.
And I love regular Cheetos too, but I love, I just had the crunchy ones, like a couple of bites of them. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It's like fresh out of the bag.
I know.
It was so good.
So do you know that when Chaz used to work at Frito-Lay, they had taken him to where they make the Fritos. And he said, there is nothing better you will taste in your life than hot Cheetos off the belt.
Really?
Yeah, right after they get the cheese powder stuff on them and they're still warm. So good.
I love me some Cheetos. So I will tell not to knock this down, but like the first functional doctor that I went to worked for Frito-Lay for many years and he was in charge of, do you remember that? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but they came out with some chips that were like Olay chips that help you like poop out the, like the fat would come out.
I have no idea.
Poop it out.
I just don't know what you're talking about. Like the chip.
Like Olay chips. Anyways. So he was in charge of all that, but he said they tasted good. All the chips tasted really good, but they were so bad. So he did a career change from being like the director of like Frito-Lay, engineer, whatever, to now he's a functional doctor.
And now he's like, hell no. On
hell
chip.
No. He's like, you need to look at the ingredients on Cheetos say, so I was addicted to those puffs for a while.
Yeah.
And he go, they have MSG in it. I go, chips have MSG in it?
All the fucking chips have MSG.
I didn't know that.
Do. That's why you can never have just one.
Keep on. You can
listen, if you're having chips, you're not looking to have like a healthy snack.
No.
So if you're going to just do it, just do
it. Some good tasting chips.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Yeah.
For you. They taste good. Anyways, I didn't want to go that route, but it came when you said he said everything tasted good. But like if you saw what they put in there.
Oh, yeah. That's why you don't read the back.
If I didn't have any issues, I would love the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
And a side of regular Cheetos. What about you?
I would say Cheetos too. Like if we're somewhere at a barbecue and I never buy like the snack pack, I never do anything. But if like there was a snack pack variety pack and you're just like, fuck it, it's like whatever, this is my cheat time. Mm-hmm. I go for the Cheetos too.
Okay.
I just don't like the way they leave your fingers.
You have to lick them.
I know, but I also just like, ugh, I don't know. I don't know. I know. It's just, you know, the Cheeto fingers. Even when you lick them, you're still
orange. But what's your, what would be your junk food? Not just chips. What would be your junk food? Before and today. Like, what would you have today?
Yeah.
And if you didn't, I know if I was.
We're just talking snacks, right?
Yeah, just snacks.
I would probably say chips and queso. Like the queso from a jar. Like,
yeah.
Liquidy.
Yep.
Yes. But if I, you know, it's crazy. I like that, right? I like chips and queso. But if I go anywhere and I order nachos, I don't want the queso nacho. I don't want like the liquid cheese on my nachos. I want cheddar cheese on the nachos.
Got it.
So okay. That's where I don't like, you know, that's where I draw the line on that stuff. Okay. So whenever I order nachos, I'm like, is it queso or nacho cheese, like cheddar cheese? And if they say queso, I'm like,
is it because it gets soggy?
I just don't prefer it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not like I don't like the queso. I just don't like it on top of like a nacho thing.
Okay. Do you remember, so when I was younger, we would have those little tiny egg rolls. Do you remember those little pocket egg rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember them? They look like the pizza rolls or pizza pockets or whatever. They're little tiny Tostinos.
Yeah.
I don't
know what they're Tostinos, called. Like pizza bites.
Pizza bites. But do you remember the egg roll bites?
Yeah, kind of slightly, yeah.
Those were like our favorite.
You're taking it back, girl.
Yeah, I don't think they make those anymore. I don't think so either. But we used to have those late night.
Oh.
But they were so good.
Chaz's guilty pleasures, bagel bites. Like in today's times, he loves bagel bites.
Oh, yeah. Bagel bites are good too. Anything carbs. Yes.
I know. Ahead, yeah. Yes.
Anything carb related.
Today I like me some Brazzi bites too. They're gluten free.
Oh, yeah. They are really good.
They're so good. The ones from Costco, the Brazzi bites.
Yes.
Yeah. I know you try to make some gluten free that were not the same.
I try to make gluten free and dairy free.
Yeah. The dairy free is what.
Yeah. But it still had that chewy.
It was really gummy though.
It was very gummy. It was
really gummy.
Yeah. I should have like put something else in it, like another mix up, but
try next time. It was good.
When you have no option, that's good enough for me.
For sure. Yeah. All right. So today's podcast is really about how Sujata and I met.
Oh yeah.
And I know we always talk about, we're going to talk about it later. And how fast. So we figured today would be the day where everyone gets to learn
how we met,
how this amazing friendship started.
Yep.
It was
2015.
So there was like, a pre-start and the real start.
Okay. So the pre-start, I remember clearly.
Yes. Yes. So the pre-start, what Halloween was that?
That was in 2015.
I had just had Breslin. Well, I had Breslin that February.
And I just had Arian end of July. He was like literally 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. So we both had the same age, like, you know.
Same year. We had our babies. Yeah.
And you guys did a family.
We always do costume. Like a family theme or like a friend. Our group does a theme every year. Mm-hmm. And it was Star Wars.
So you were Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what the kids were, but Bob was Kylo Ren. And this was before I knew what Kylo Ren, like, I don't think that Star Wars had come out yet. So I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it was, but I wasn't familiar with who Kylo Ren was.
I didn't grow up watching Star Wars, mm-hmm. and I tried watching it now, and I still don't care for it. So maybe that's going to be like, not a big fan. But anyhow, I was Princess Leia, and then Bob was Kylo Ren. Mm-hmm. Arian was, I actually made his outfit because he was 2 months old. They didn't have outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a baby Yoda.
Okay, okay.
And then Rhea did not want to get on that bandwagon, so she was her own little princess.
Uh-huh.
So we all came. So our neighborhood does like a Halloween party.
Yeah, pizza in the park before everyone goes
trick-or-treating off their way. So mm-hmm. we have pizza there. So we all decided to go there.
Yeah.
Which we never went. Everyone does. I usually don't go, but that year we decided to go because mm-hmm. Rhea really wanted to go. So we went, and then Bob was dressed
head to toe. Like you couldn't tell that was even Bob if you knew him.
Yes. And then Donovan kept going.
Yeah, to him, so I was like looking for Donovan, and he was holding this man's hand. And number one, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Number two, for any little kid who was not even three, I think he had just turned three, is scary. He looked scary.
Yeah, he did.
And so I was like, what the fuck? First, I was embarrassed. Not like, I'm sorry, you know, you have this kid holding your hand and walking around with you. So I apologize for that. But then I was like, what's wrong with my kid going up to strangers and going up to like a scary looking one?
Scary looking one.
And he would not stop going up to Bob.
Yeah, I remember that. And you, I think you kept on apologizing. You're like, I'm so sorry.
And Donovan did not know who Kylo Ren was either. He was familiar with Star Wars. So maybe he just thought he was a Star Wars character. But Kylo Ren had not come out in the series yet.
Ah, okay.
And so
I didn't even know that much.
And so, unless I'm 90% sure. And so, yeah, I mean, it was just the craziest thing. And so we met, I think we met that night.
Yeah, I just knew you also had a baby and I did too. And you kept on apologizing. Like, I was like, it's no big deal. Like, you know,
sorry,
it's,
my son's a creep.
I'm the wife here because like you can't see his face. So you don't know who he's related to.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And then after that, we kind of went our own way, right?
Yeah. We didn't really hook up again. I didn't see you. You know, we didn't run into each other again.
Yes, but we did run into each other. That was October, but we didn't run into each other till the following year, right? Like at the beginning of the year, like
I think so.
February or March.
It had to have been like January or early February.
Okay, because it wasn't super cold when I met you.
Right, right.
So the weather probably hadn't.
It was something like that.
I think I met you at the park and you were wearing a Lotus necklace.
Yes.
And I asked,
was I there with Breslin or just Donovan? I can't remember. I don't remember who the kid was there that I was there at the park.
I don't know because you were sitting, I believe you were sitting down with another friend.
Yeah.
And I came by and just kind of like said hi and then we started talking.
A little bit more. And you were asking me about
why you have a Lotus. Because like that's very unique. Not a lot of people wear Lotus. And I have one myself.
Yeah. And like, so. The story behind that was I was going through a really, really tough time. I think it was a lot of undiagnosed postpartum depression a little bit, but most of it was lots of anxiety and situational depression. A lot of it because of Breslin, and we had just started learning about delays and stuff. We hadn't known the cause, but we were having to go through a lot of testing, a lot of things. I think I was told that she needed to see a neurologist to do an MRI to see if there was any like brain damage. And so like as soon as I heard those words, like it literally was like a movie where like you just like drop and you just like start hysterically crying and stuff, like this isn't real. So I was going through that. So I was literally like life just going through the motion, not living it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you asked me about it and I said, okay, I'm going through a lot, like a lot of stuff. And I just opened up to you. Like,
yeah,
it's not like I didn't meet you, but I never had talked to you. I mean, there's like 100 people at the park on Halloween. You never have a conversation, right?
And no,
like,
yeah.
So
especially at that age.
I hadn't had exchange words,
yeah,
you know, of anything meaningful to you. And I was just like, yeah, like, you know, I'm going through a hard time with my daughter. And, you know, she has some delays and I've been going through a really hard time myself dealing with it. And so my sister-in-law gave me this necklace because lotuses grow through the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like they have a really tough time growing. They have to go through a bunch of like hardships and like adversaries and whatever,
yeah.
And then they grow to this beautiful flower.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like a symbolic thing, like, hey, it's tough, you're going through a tough time, you're gonna come out, right? And so I was wearing it, and that's what you told me. And then you told me about your things.
I was going through like a postpartum depression as well too.
Yeah. And
I think we both were going through something similar.
Yeah.
But I remember at that moment, like I'm not going to open up to anybody and just say, hey, I have postpartum depression. But like both of us, I think we connected in a way that we didn't know we connected.
Yeah.
But we felt comfortable talking to each other about this.
Exactly. And we didn't hold anything back. Like we were completely honest and we were like saying how much of a, how hard of a time we were going through and how, I mean, you saw me. And I was like 110 pounds.
I did. I one other time I did briefly see you walking Maddox. And I just remember you were wearing something and I can see your hip bones while you were walking. And I remember that. I was like, oh, that doesn't look, you didn't look healthy.
Yeah, I know
you just
wasn't.
Looked like you were just bones when you were walking out there with like a t-shirt and shorts on. And then, but I was, that was just brief. And you were already thin to begin with, but you just looked unhealthy.
Yeah.
And then when I saw you at the park, didn't put that two together, but we just started talking really well. But like, I think we talked for a while.
I know we did because, you know, I found out a lot about you that day. And I think we, like, it just was so organic and so, like, therapeutic. Not only talk to someone, I know for a lot of the longest time I didn't open up, but it was therapeutic. And I'm not saying like to a therapist, to open up to someone who is going through actively what you're going through is really refreshing. And not that it cures it and not that it stops it. It just, okay, someone else is going, it's comforting.
Yes. It's comforting to know that someone else is going through it and that both y'all can kind of share and understand how the other person's, like, you're able to know where I'm coming from and vice versa, right? Where it's hard to meet people that with that specific issue.
Yeah.
And feel comfortable to talk about it. You know, like, that's a very delicate or very, I don't know how to say it, very private at the same time, because not everybody opens up about postpartum. And we didn't know each other. But we felt comfort in knowing, in talking to each other. And it was just kind of like, it was a release for me. And it felt good talking that to someone that can understand where I'm coming from. Because I talked to my mom, I talked to my sister, and then I talked to Bobby, and then like, they can only like listen to what I'm going through, but I don't think they really understood where I was coming from. Right. So it was nice just talking to you. And I think after that we connected. And I think from then on, I just felt like, I don't think our relationship took a slow move up. I just think everything was very sincere and genuine. First of all, like it felt like we can be ourselves 100%. And it just kept getting closer and closer. Am I right? Like,
no, totally. I remember telling Bob I met you and how I was so happy that, first of all, he had been wanting me to talk to someone. And I think hopefully, Chaz. Like, to
you said Bob.
I said that, Bob?
You just said I was talking to Bob.
I was talking to Bob.
Sorry. We don't exchange our husbands.
We don't do that. No, but I was talking to Chaz and he was, you know, he wanted me to see a therapist and I was trying to deal with it in a different way. Not that I was opposed to that. I was just like, I want to deal with this on my terms and my stages and when I'm ready to do different things. I think the first thing I did, and I'm not trying to say for the people, everyone deals with their stuff differently. For me, and my mom knew this, I didn't. One of the first things I needed to do was get on medication. And I'm so grateful because, and I'm not trying to push medication on anybody, but for me and my situation, it was a dire need. Like, that is how bad I needed it. I don't know where I would be without it.
Right.
You know, like, now I know how to cope. But when you're going through that, and I'm sure this is with anyone who's had, like, I don't even want to say traumatic, but just like a really life changing thing, whether it be a death, a sickness, a breakup, a job, whatever it is that triggers that,
mm-hmm.
that you lose yourself. And I was looking at life like, not stupidest thing, but like watching a sitcom and people right. were laughing. And I was like, how are they laughing? And I'm dealing with something with my daughter that could be like, she may never walk or she may, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
it was like looking at life pass by and I was here in this. I wanted this to end, but it's not like I wanted to end my life. You know what I mean?
Right,
I just wanted
right.
to wake up from a dream.
Right, right.
You know?
No, yeah.
I didn't want to harm anyone. I didn't want to harm myself. I just wanted this to be a dream. And so for me to even function, number one, for my kids, and number two, for myself, I needed an immediate change. And that came for me first in the form of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was very faith
mm-hmm.
for me. I started reading the Bible. I started praying a lot. I started going through. And to a point where I feel like, and I don't want to say ever excessive, but it was becoming too much of a crutch.
Uh-huh.
And I was... you know, so, but anyway, I digress. But Chaz was really glad I found you.
Right. Yeah.
Because he could tell even that conversation
mm-hmm.
made a difference.
Yep.
That he could not provide for me
right.
in that way like you did.
Yeah.
And that I needed that so bad. And so I feel in that moment, in that scenario, you know.
Right.
Who knew? What would transcend from there?
I just remember feeling, I just remember looking, you were wearing a V-neck t-shirt that day. And I remember you were wearing that Lotus and all I saw was like the sun, like kind of like coming right on you. And it was just, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I'm not trying to like get very, I am, the words are not coming, but like, I felt
okay.
like it
you
was
could
meant
say I
to
was
be
like an angel.
But it was like meant to be.
Yeah.
I think I have to say, like, I've never felt like our relationship was ever, I think it's built on like true feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. And like, it's all been so genuine and sincere and nothing has been forced.
Yeah.
Or like, I've never had to be someone that I'm not with you. Do
yeah.
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we both are different, but at the same time, same on so many ways.
Oh my
too.
Gosh.
But I remember feeling a little bit more alive after going away from like that day walking mm-hmm. away. Cause like, I felt like, oh, I finally found somebody that can relate to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I don't know. I feel like that was just, it was meant to be,
yeah,
for us,
1,000%,
in a very positive way in our lives, mm-hmm. right? But I remember, so going back, Bobby has a biology major, his mom's, you know, all like in the medical side, and even though they're on the medical side, they are anti-medications, mm-hmm. right? Where, you know, I've never been on birth control
mm-hmm.
my whole life. Just anti-medicine. But after Aryan, after that point, I think I met you. I remember right before that, I was in a very, very dark, it was like a month before,
mm-hmm.
very dark stage. I remember we were going, our whole college group with our kids, we were all going to Austin for a friend's wedding. And we had a huge house and there was about maybe 15 people in it. And I remember some of the guys were like, what's wrong with the Jatha? Like, she seems really down. Cause like, usually I'm, you know,
yeah.
like trying to have fun and everything. And I didn't realize I made it that obvious, but there was exactly one day. And I think it was the day before the wedding. We all brought Starbucks sandwiches, which is my favorite. And like Starbucks drinks. And like, I could not open my mouth to take a bite.
Yeah.
And here Bob's trying to feed me. And he's like, this is your favorite. And you're not taking a bite. And he goes, let's go upstairs. And I remember sitting out on the balcony and there was a hill in front. And I remember saying, I just feel like going up that hill and like going down that hill, like dropping, you know, like, and he was, I just remember, and he's like, what, really? And I think from that point, he's like, we need to get help immediately.
Yeah.
Even if it's temporary, it's fine, but we need to get you help. So we went to the doctor as soon as we got back. And I remember him going with us, with me, and he was, you know, they put me on antidepressants. Yeah. And I think Bob's biggest thing, I was like, I don't want her being addicted to it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's not, even if she takes off, there's no withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah.
And I think I was on it for 6 months and I was able to get out. But for that first month, we also moved in with my mom for a month.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. And that is even, oh, because you needed her.
I couldn't be in the house by myself. Yeah, I couldn't function. Right. I can't, and I have a baby.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And so he goes, and he needs me. My mom used to come here and help me. Mm-hmm. But we did is we switched it where I went there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sitting in the house and it's like a change. But he couldn't leave me in the house after like my mom would leave. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I needed somebody with me at all times. So we moved in for a month to my mom's house.
Yeah.
And I still remember the smallest things, like my aunt was going to come and she was like, hey, let's go to Starbucks. Like I literally freaked out because I didn't know how to handle. That's too much pressure for me.
Yeah.
Because she's coming to see me for like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And I couldn't deal with it. So we had to cancel that. But it was like the small, small things. And I think the medication definitely helped me just balance everything out.
Yeah.
So I can get, so there's no harm in getting help out there. There's nothing wrong with all that. Cause it did help me. I was a new person after that.
Yeah.
And I was able to wean off and just, it took me time. I was able to wean off, but I was back to myself again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just get help. Yeah. Whatever you need to do, just get help and don't act like you can do it on your own or that it's normal. I guess, right. You know what I'm saying? Because I did hear from a lot of people, it's postpartum depression, that this is normal to feel that way. But it's not, in my opinion, it's not.
Yeah.
Like, I needed more of my help. I wanted to harm myself, right, actually.
When it becomes, when you need outside help is when you start wanting to, like,
harm yourself. Yeah. And, like, not want to live.
Exactly.
And I actually did not want... Whenever Aryan would come around, I didn't want to see him. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, Mom, take him. I don't want him.
Yeah.
So it was really hard. I still remember all those feelings. And like you, and then there goes the mom guilt. Whenever you get better, you're like, I cannot believe I felt that way.
Yeah, I know. And there's always going to be triggers. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes I remember just like, I'd volunteer outside at the Arboretum. I just wanted to be outside. Mm-hmm. And now when I go there, I get triggered a little bit.
Yes.
It brings a little bit.
The memories. Yep.
Yeah. And but I know how to deal with it. I think the biggest thing for me is knowing at the end of the day, after going through all of that, in my darkest, darkest your time, you will recover.
Yes.
Having known that and having like awareness around that, no matter what can happen now, no matter how depressed or dark or this dream I want to go, I know I can overcome it. Mm-hmm. So I think the strongest thing that you and I have both learned is anyone else going through that, whether it is whatever the cause is.
Yes.
If the symptoms and the feelings and all of that is there, you can recover.
Yes.
You will recover. With
some sort of additional help.
Of course. You all need help. And, you know, I'm still on anxiety medication. You know, I still, you know, and I think it is normal. And I understand people do not want to be on medication. But for me, I know just a lot of moms in general. Mm-hmm. First of all, I thought it just was like a cop out. medication before yeah. all of this. Before all of this. Uh-huh. Oh, my medications, because, you know, you can't handle things. That is the immature, non-experienced me talking. Mm-hmm. When I finally came out and I told people, hey, everyone, you know, I know they were worried about me. And I was like, it's okay. I had to get on medication. And they were all like, girl, we've been on medication. They normalized it.
Yes.
And it felt so, what? How come no one tells you? There shouldn't be this stigma.
Yep, absolutely.
About any help with medication for mental health. Mm-hmm. That stigma is what causes people to do things.
Yes, for sure.
You need medication. And sometimes you don't need medication or therapy, but sometimes there are chemical imbalances that you need to medication to help.
Yes, for okay? sure.
Because if I were still going down that route, I probably would have fucking starved to death or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
It took all of me to go anywhere. And I'd cry. Like, I literally refused to go anywhere.
Yep.
Refused to eat. Didn't realize I was refusing to mm-hmm, eat. Mm-hmm. Friends would check up on me. Friends would call me and be like, are you okay? Just wanted to check up on you, you know? And I'm still, this is something I'm needing to deal with for yeah. the rest of my life.
Yes.
Presence like anyone, you know?
Yeah.
So I am still on it.
Yeah.
It's a, and sometimes, you know, you need more. Whenever we decided to have Laurel, it was just more chaos, and I'm so grateful for Laurel and so everything, but I needed then to bump up more mm-hmm. because you were dealing with a lot more. And again, that is normal. You have more stress, you have more things, more yes. anxious. What I am really good at, and you are really good at now, having gone through all of that, what's made us be able to say no and be feel so strongly about our mental health and taking care of us first is we yeah. know what it can do when we don't,
for sure,
and we do not want to go there. So I think I'm very quick, and you too, to not have a lot of patience for people who don't respect you putting yourself first.
Correct.
Because I you know, like, then you don't know, and I'm sorry if you can't understand. You don't need to understand it, but if you do, can't respect that, then I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't think twice about it. I'm just like, let's do whatever. When you're really motivated to like take care of yourself and your family first.
Yeah.
It's easier to just be like, okay, I need to do what's best for my family yeah. and not everybody else, you yeah. know? Because then you're just out there pleasing everybody else out there.
I know.
It's not
worth
a
lot. It's a lot of weight.
But back to like our relationship. Oh, yeah. But what I think we've been, when was that? 2015 we met. Mm. 2016. So it's, what? 8 years?
Yeah. Yeah. 8 years.
Right? Mm-hmm. Where would you say, like, that's how we met. And we are now our husbands or
I think our families are just families. Like, yeah. Your dog, my dog is the only one your dog can stand.
Yeah, same here.
I love your family. Your mom took care of Laurel for a long time.
Yep. She was our little doll.
I mean, I love our families together.
I think we mesh so really grateful. Well together.
Yeah. And, you know, they're so sweet. So sweet to Breslin. Like, it's just, she's just another person. Another girl, yeah. you know?
And we think we've all, I think our family has, I think when we hang out, it's just mm-hmm. one big family.
Oh my God. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
Like, there's no pressure. No. Like, if you're going to come over, it's like, it's no pressure. There's no like, okay, house yeah. is a mess. We'll eat out, whatever. It's very comfortable.
Yeah. Like, I could probably jump in y'all's bed and just watch a movie too.
Yeah.
Gee, the three of us be like, what's up?
No, it's,
I'm super grateful. I think, you know, we met at the right time. And so, you can have really good friendships later in life. And I think really, mm-hmm. if you don't evolve together, and we've had friends forever too mm-hmm. that have evolved with us, and you stayed the closest of friends, and some people don't evolve with you, and that's totally fine.
Yes.
They evolve a different way, their way. Totally fine. But I think the people that you really meet later in life with your family and stuff, they have things in common with you.
For sure.
And it's just, if you can be yourself and be everything that you are and you accept them, and like your friendship is nothing but like authentic, then that is something amazing.
That is, yeah.
You can find your best friend at 30 years old.
Oh, for sure.
Even at 35 and 40.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, what I would encourage people is just be yourself. Sometimes, you know, I didn't want to talk, but sometimes when you feel it, you just feel it. There was a lot of people I had known that I wasn't that even honest with. And then here you come along, and I just like, not that I was hiding it, not that I was lying to them.
No, it's...
But it's like, you understood me. And so I just let it all out.
And we understood, but we also cared, even though we didn't know about it. We didn't know each other.
Yeah.
I felt like you cared, and I definitely cared what you were going through.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I was an open book. I'll tell anybody, but the, when you're telling somebody, that other person has to, you have to feel that energy. They also have to care. They don't have to go through the same thing, but yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like that person, it had to matter to that person. Yeah. And like, I felt that connection right away. So we were just meant to be.
We were meant to be. And here we are.
Having our own podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we hang out. I think when we don't see each other for a week, we're like, okay, what happened? You know? But I think we always want to like, we don't get tired of each other. Let's just knock on wood that continues. But like, yeah, we can just hang out and have a good time.
I know. I could just
and our quiet moments are also cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true. Like friendship is, you don't even have to talk. You can just like watch a show. It doesn't always have to be something. You can just do nothing. But I think we like met each other at the right time.
Right place.
Oh my God. And then it just grew from there.
And it did. It did. And I have to say, you have introduced me to podcasts. True crime.
Oh, my
right.
God. Yeah.
Like I've never listened to podcasts before. And now I know we're doing our own podcast. Well, I never did. And
I also like, feel like you were, you thought the world was just all good and butterflies. And I was like, girl, you got to watch your back.
And
you
I did get my.
You got to watch your back. Can't be sending your kids to Walmart by themselves.
Well, I haven't done that. Yeah, I know. See, there's crazy people out there. But see, you're the opposite. You are always like on the watch. I'm over like, oh, yeah, we're all good.
Yeah. Oh, that
my damn purse
fine.
Got stolen.
Yeah. Now it's you like, know.
Shoot.
Yeah.
No. In front of my own house.
No, but I think even more so, like, we have way more in common, like interfaith marriages, intercultural marriages that we both like deal with. We can talk about like in-law stuff. We can talk about family stuff. We can talk and we relate on all so many levels. And I think also our cultures, while they're different, they're so similar.
Very similar.
Know?
Yeah.
And so I also think that that adds to just like our bondness, like, remember when you used to get told this or this, you know, and I think it just adds so much more depth to like everything. And just, again, the whole interfaith thing with you and Bob and me and Chaz. Like,
which is
again,
very unique.
Yeah.
And not common. But like.
No.
To, yeah.
Like different races, different religions.
For sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We don't even speak the same language. Nor does, you know, we'll have to go on a different topic, but like. Different time, but like our Indian food, I know we both are Indian, but our Indian foods are totally different.
Yeah.
Like, night and day.
You and Bob's.
Yeah. Like when I tasted this food, I was like, what is this?
There's
coconut in here.
That, right?
Yeah. Like, I think everyone just thinks we're, but we're not. We don't speak the same language. Don't eat the same food. Well, now he eats my food.
Yeah.
But like, it's very unique. I just have to say.
Yeah. So when we found all that out, we were like, oh, this is just too coincidental.
That's, that's true. And then a lot of times our Amazon orders are very similar. The Valentine earrings.
Just like everything, though. I think we just like, we're so different, but then such alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a lot more, I'm a lot more crazy. now. See, this is how you know I came full circle from there, because I'm pretty much almost the same person before all that happened, with the exception of understanding that that happened and understanding that in other people.
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, while I wouldn't wish that on any, not wish that on anybody, but it's such a hard thing, but I'm very grateful for that whole thing. And again, I'm still going through it, just because, you know, Breslin situation, she'll always have it.
Yeah.
So there's just different worries that go on. But again, I know how to deal with it. I know I can deal with it. I know no matter what, you know, it will be fine.
Yes.
So I'm sure, you know, that was a moment in time that you can tell people. And
I feel like our experiences mold us into who we are today, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you go through those life experiences, it puts things in perspective as well, too. Like, you don't take the small things for granted. And it makes you look at life differently. And I think that helps, because you do take a lot of small things for granted. And I feel like when you just slow down and enjoy those, that's what matters the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think sometimes it humbles us in ways, and like,
you understand
people out there a little bit more. And it's not like, that's just how life happens. There's ups and downs, like, and you know how to deal with it.
People have a bad day, or people have gotten really bad news or something, and, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt, and just know that, you know, people are always going through things. People have things.
Always.
Yeah.
Small or big, but we're always going through, and it helps us. Yeah. I feel like you can understand people better.
Totally. Whew, that was
little tears in her eyes, a little tremble. Yeah. It was
that's a weight
emotional.
Off her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you guys have ever gone through things or are going through things, just know, you feel free to reach out, but just know that, you know, to get help, there's always help. Better days will come. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to do all that stuff. It's healthy. But it's also healthy to make sure you get the help. All right. Okay. Well,
all right.
Follow us on our Instagram. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. And it takes 2 seconds.
It would really help our podcast.
It would really, really help us out. So we appreciate you guys. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.